Today on this Independence Day, we are hearing from members of immigrant families who brought the flavors of their cultural heritage to America. We're hearing some recipes that will be appearing as part of their Independence Day feasts. Next, we turn to a young Ethiopian American from Silver Spring, Maryland.
My name is Tinbeat Ermias, and I grew up in an Ethiopian household that held on to both Ethiopian traditions and American traditions. And the 4th of July for us is a very multicultural holiday where we celebrate both parts of our heritage. Our table is about half traditional American food with burgers, hot dogs, potato salad, and then the other half is traditional Ethiopian cuisine. And my favorite food during the 4th of July was sagat tibbs. It is beef that's sautéed with different spices, peppers, garlic powder, cayenne pepper, and kind of instantly reminds me of home and of the 4th of July and all the different cultures that we celebrate in our family. And to everybody on this 4th of July, Malkam Ba'al, happy 4th of July, and I hope you all are celebrating with your families and in a very special way.
That was Tinbeat Ermias. You can find his recipe for sagat tibbs, along with other recipes for the 4th of July, by going to npr.org, clicking on Programs, then on Tell Me More. Just ahead, Bootsy Collins has a new CD, The Funk Capital of the World. And is there anybody better to explain exactly what funk really is?
The absence of any and everything you can think of, but the very essence of all that is.
Are we clear now? The professor of Funk University, Bootsy Collins, is with us just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.